Maseches Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah continues comparing Bikurim, Truma, and Maaser Sheni. V'yesh b'Bikurim Masha'en came b'Truma Maaser Sheni. B'Truma u'b'Maaser. There are certain halachas that are found only by Bikurim that are not found by Truma and by Maaser Sheni. Sh'Bikurim niknin b'Mechubur. Bikurim can be designated niknin b'Mechubur l'karka. They could be designated and acquire their Kedusha as Bikurim even while they're still attached to the ground. As opposed to Truma and Maaser, only after they're picked can they be separated as Truma and Maaser Sheni. Va'isa Adam kol sadehu Bikurim. A person can make his entire field dedicated as Bikurim. As opposed to Truma and Maaser, he has to leave behind a remainder that's going to be Chulin. V'chai b'achrayusam. Bikurim is responsible. If they get lost before he brings them up to Yerushalayim, to the Har Habayis, then he's responsible to replace them, as opposed to Truma and Maaser. Once he designates them, he's no longer responsible. Utu'unim karban Bikurim needs a karban when it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Vashir, and it has the Levi'im singing Shira. They sing song when the Bikurim are brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Utnufa, and there's a waving that's done both by the owner and the Kayan with the Bikurim when it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Velina, and he needs to stay overnight in Yerushalayim the day that he brought the Bikurim. And all this process of bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Karban, the Shira, Tnufa, and Lina, these are only found by Bikurim but not by Truma and Maaser, that are not brought to the Beis HaMikdash. They don't have any process in the Beis HaMikdash done with them. Mishnah Hay. Trumas Maaser shav l'Bikurim b'shtei drachim. Trumas Maaser is similar to Bikurim in two ways. U'l'truma b'shtei drachim, and to the regular Truma Gedola, it's similar in two ways. So the Trumas Maaser, after the Maaser Rishon, first the Truma Gedola is separated. Yisrael separates from his produce the Truma Gedola, gives it to a Kohen. Then he separates Maaser Rishon, and he gives that to a Levi. That's one-tenth of his produce he gives to the Levi. The Levi who receives the Maaser Rishon has to take off a Trumas Maaser, one-tenth of the Maaser Rishon he takes off, that's the Trumas Maaser, and he gives that to a Kohen. So the Mishnah over here says that Trumas Maaser in two ways is similar to Bikurim, and in two ways is similar to the regular Truma, the Truma Gedola, that's taken off first by the Yisrael. And the Mishnah goes as follows. Nitalas minatar alatame. The Trumas Maaser can be separated from Tahar grain, Tahar produce, on behalf of Tamei produce. And also, Shalem and Amukif, it can be separated from produce on behalf of other produce that's not in the near vicinity. It's not next to the ones that he's separating. And in these two aspects, the Trumas Maaser is Kibikurim, is similar to that of Bikurim, that has these leniencies. The Aiseres is a Gairin. However, the Trumas Maaser, once it's obligated, it forbids all the rest of the processed produce to be eaten until the Trumas Maaser is designated. V'yesh l'shir, and it also has a specific amount. The Trumas Maaser is one-tenth. And in these two halachas, it's ketruma, similar to truma, that also forbids the rest of the processed produce until the truma is separated. And it has a set shir of 1/50 for the Beinoni. And so in those two ways, it's similar to the Truma as opposed to Bikurim, which does not forbid the rest of the produce. They can be eaten even before he separates the Bikurim. And there's no set shear for the Bikurim.